some figures are just better than others. And that's why today we asked the question, what is the worst toy line in the market today? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. You ready for this, Nate? Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I'm your host, the founder of the Necaluminati, the delayer of shipments. No, I'm not. The procrastinator of pre-orders. No, I'm not. The voice for the voiceless, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar underscore games. And I am joined by the man. Modern Toy Fair has full custody over the man that Optimus Prime popped and he refuses to stop. The Twilight Knight, the master of mech, the three-pump chump of taking the show off the rails. Nate, are you prepared for this?
I am so ready.
The confidence from your response is just overflowing.
Exudes.
I feel like we're in good hands. If you are a little confused, I'm not Michael. And he is currently... What was he saying? He was doing something. He had a voice accident. It was something with his throat. Something got stuck in it or something like that. What was it? Do you recall? I don't remember.
No.
Yeah.
He couldn't talk, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And he tried writing it down, and we just couldn't read it. So we're here to figure out what's the worst toy line. Everyone who've been watching these amazing podcasts, you know that me and Nate are the most negative people on the show, so we are ready to tear apart all of these awful toy lines. And I think it's, should I go first? Because I think everyone would just assume that, I'm assuming that people are watching this. What would you assume that would be my ranking or my worst play? Like, I almost said it. I literally almost said it.
I'm gonna say are we talking like literally on the shelves right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, so we are discussing on the shelves right now that you can actually buy.
So is the one you're thinking of?
Was that?
Is that on shelves now?
Yes, I was 100% prepared for that. So
I was thinking you were going to say Playmates. So some sort of Playmates Turtles line. But those are sadly currently not available on shelves, although they do have some great looking product coming.
Yes. No, I was actually going to make the joke, to be honest. That's why I was trying to see what you would say. This is actually pretty tough for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because one, I think you may or may not be in the same boat, but if the toy line's shit, I just don't even acknowledge it. You know what I mean? Exactly. So this is a tough one, but in all honesty, I would probably... Well, first, let's do this. Because Michael's not here, we can literally make the...
We can do what we want.
So it's Playmate, or same Playmates. I just want to say that the word's so bad. But it's a toy line that is currently on the shelf. When we say toy line, what would you think of, like, a specific run? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if we say, like... I'm joking. Vintage collection, right? We're talking era or the entire line, would you?
I would say everything should be like current, like whatever is going on. So, you know, if we were talking specifically about the vintage collection, we could talk about how, you know, the fact that they've added all this articulation and detail is so horrible that it makes us long for the days of 5 points of articulation and shittier paint apps or something like that. You know, that's how we would take that one down.
Okay. So we should just tear down all of them, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I say why not? But I mean, ultimately, like when I go into the toy aisle, like what I think about is like, what are the ones that I'm skipping? And am I skipping it because I'm not interested? Like, and I'm sorry, for instance, wrestling. Those don't interest me, so I skip by them. But I have looked at them in the past. Those are relatively cool figures. So I couldn't, you know, put that line, you know, as a worst toy line, because that's not really fair. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I look back on this a lot and I look at different things. And one of the things I think that just kind of aggravates me or annoys me is the attempt with Hasbro to make these kid-oriented lines. So, for instance, currently on the shelves right now, Spider-Man. All right. We all know that Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is probably going to be amazing because the first one was. But we have like these giant, you know, they have the 12-inch super stuck.
Yeah.
Like you have a young son. Do you think, does your young son want that, you know, Captain America that looks like this?
And they just go like straight up?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point because I it's hard to put myself in the mind of a child now. But yeah, I don't know if it's partly because I'm like, yeah, we're not going to even look at these things. That, you know, as in, I haven't really like introduced it yet, but I kind of am with you there. They just kind of look like they're phoning it in a sense. And, you know, by all means, I was joking about us being negative. We were probably the most positive people in the toy industry, right? You would say that. But I don't mean that it's like they really actually are phoning it in, but it just seems so bad that like, but I guess, again, here goes the positivity. It is relatively cheap, considering.
And that's where, like, it's about half.
Yeah.
And I guess they're not really looking at, you know, kids who were kids when the Avengers came out are not necessarily the same kids that when, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 come out. But one of the things that I see is such the ebb and flow of those kid oriented lines. So like currently we have a 3¾-inch Guardians of the Galaxy kid line going, a 5-inch 5 points of articulation Spider-Verse line. And then those, you know, 11½-inch to 12-inch, you know, Titan Heroes or whatever they're called. There's no consistency across the board. And I don't know. I think that kind of takes some of the fun out of it because even if you're looking at it from, like I said, like the age gap across these movies, you know, maybe those same kids aren't going to be, you know, playing with those. But wouldn't it have been cool to like inherit all your brothers or older sisters, you know, figures of, you know, the earlier movies and they all fit in that same scale, much like when I was a kid and I got, you know, my brother's G.I. Joe guys or something like that, or his Star Wars guys, they, you know, Star Wars stayed consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Across
right.
No, the board. Those were, you know, those were thing. And that's my point too. When I was a kid and we had crappy figures, that's because there weren't anything better. I can't imagine a kid who's like, oh, I could get this, you know, Titan Hero for $15 or this Marvel Legend for, well, I guess now 25, but still, like, still, I would be like, you know, damn, I want that more.
Right.
So,
I mean, one thing too, another positive spin on that, I just can't help myself. They are, they do have windows on those packages.
They do. They're open. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, in the same vein, I think I have one as we've been discussing this that I really do want to pick apart. And I almost feel bad because I know we've mentioned this maybe on like the live stream.
Yes, because mine was totally a softball one. Like I got to pick on the kids' lines because there's no consistency it's crazy. It's easy.
Plus, we know the demographic. There's not a lot of kids watching, so they're not going to get in the comments and get all, you know, angry at us.
I don't think 7-year-old Timmy is canceling me.
Yeah. So not yet, at least.
Well, let's see.
Give him about 7 years. So one of the lines that, and when I say this, I do really mean it. Like I'm not going to just say straight up it's shit, because the one hard thing about this is we're judging it based on our personal opinion. And for me, I may not have necessarily an issue spinning the 25 to 30, you know what I mean? Whereas like if Michael didn't have something going on with his throat, he would probably have no issue to speak up and say he enjoys spending $100 on like a figure close to it. Right.
Right.
So we all have like our price, you know, ranges and stuff. But the line that I'm getting at here is the best action, because they became on my radar mainly because of, mainly for the turtle stuff. Like some of the other things that they've done looked like okay. But, like, they are kind of going balls to walls. And maybe it's a little bit of, like, jealousy in this sense of, like, man, I love buying turtle stuff. So any line that is in existence, I want to get on that. And this line, I just cannot get behind spending the cost on it because they are a little bit more affordable. However, they just look so bad to me in my personal opinion because I like to open up my figures. that I can't, I just can't do it. It, they have cool concepts. They're making some things that I haven't seen done in like even just NECA or Super 7 or, well, kind of in Playmate. But like, it's just upsetting that for the cost, it's a decent figure. But for me, right, of what I'm looking for out of a figure, even if it was that much less, it just isn't worth it for like, for me, I guess is what I would
right.
say.
Right. And I totally agree with you. And I think one of the things that bugs me about them most, and maybe this is growing pains, maybe this is their first, you know.
Yeah.
But I've seen companies kind of do better in less time. Uh-huh. Looking specifically at like Funko when they did their action figure line that we talked about a few weeks ago, you know, they fixed some of their QC issues and they always had a great look to them where I don't think, you know, these ones do. And the part that disappoints me is because I was a big fan of the Loyal Subjects, which is that same company. They're like with blind the box characters.
Yeah.
The super deformed. I thought those were neat. So I thought they were really well done.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the creativity was there. So when I heard that they were going to go into the action figure line, I was like, all right, let's see what they can do. And it's been disappointing. And I think that kind of leads into my next one, because, you know, we're just taking them all down.
Yeah, let's just do it. Knock them down.
I gotta go to the collector end. And I gotta pick on my boys at Super 7. And it hurts me. Oh. It hurts me. Okay.
But wait. Pause it right here. Because I don't want you to lose it. Hold that thought. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because we do have some Patreon input and for this topic specifically. So the one, Souk Matin.
Yeah. Make sure you do that with the accent.
I think there's an accent there somewhere that Souk Matin.
It's French.
Oh, that's what it is. Souk Matin. Okay. Yeah. So the reason why I say this is because this is basically hitting the head right on the nail. Right on the head, however you want to say that. But
yeah, right on the hammer.
So what we have from Souk Matin, Super 7 makes the worst action figures. They own the literal trademark. And then there's a link that will be below that you can click on and go check the website right out, here. I'm assuming. So right, producer, throatless. Coincidentally, they also make the worst action figures currently. As much as I want to love the Ultimate Turtles vintage line, they're dropping the ball. This is tough for me to read. Bad figure choice, bad articulation, bad QC, high prices, long delays, problems with licensors. In general, Super 7 likes to string customers along by trickling out good characters people want. They are four waves into the Simpson line, and they finally are releasing some core family members in their standard looks. The problem is because they're doing such a shit job, I'm too afraid they'll go bankrupt and shut down before they finish any line. So I'm hesitant to go into the Simpsons line or anything new. If they start out releasing all of the core Simpson characters, I'd be balls deep in the line and going all in on everything. But they think they know better what people want. I think they know. Yeah, you get what I'm trying to say. Or what actually Souk Matin is saying. So does this kind of reflect on what you were, where you were going with that?
Yes. So I will, you pretty much covered a lot of what I wanted to say about that. And you know, a friend of the show, Corey Holiday, formerly one of my caretakers as a member of Figuratively Speaking, you know, he mentioned that it's a little shocking.
I was
confused. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about how they haven't announced any more Silverhawks figures. They've actually delivered on two waves and solicited three, but now there's been no further waves and the core team is not there for him who has bought them all. So that's a concern right off the bat. And I'll, you know, so that kind of lines in with Souk Matin, the, what exactly they were saying.
Right.
And so, yeah, I get that. But where he's like, you know, how are they able to afford this or whatever like that? I think they're able to keep afloat on the other section that I wanted to pick on a little bit, and that's reaction. I actually really enjoy some of the reaction stuff. I don't buy a ton of it, but I do dabble. And they have gone so far above what they were doing when they were partnered with Funko for a while, as far as the quality of the figures and the looks and things like that. But I gotta be honest, you know, the price point is atrocious. And
yeah.
So the reason I'm sticking my arms up, I just happen to have one nearby. You know, this is not worth $18. Okay.
Stop it.
You know, $18. So, and I know they have great licenses. I love the card art. Like, I'm a sucker for that, obviously. So this, they do get to people like me, and that's how they get us. And when they make things like this, where you know, I have hardly, well, I say none, nothing else, but I actually have another Reaction Teen Wolf figure and a Mego one. So I mean, they did, and I have a Pop figure of it too. So they did make some stuff, but when the pickings are slim,
yeah,
you know, you take what you can get.
Yeah.
But you know, I would certainly get a lot more if they were less than $18. And I understand small production runs and things like that, but a lot it's of them are sold there. At Target.
Yeah. You
know? So like they're making enough of them now to kind of maybe possibly offset the cost a little bit. I, you know, when those G.I. Joe's ones came out, I think I would have been la balle deep. Or deep level, as
I do
as
believe that's
pointed
a
out.
Phrase,
yeah. I would have been that way as well for that if they were like $10.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of that being though $18, it's just because you know, two of them are $36. You know, you're talking almost $40, and then if you're at like some like small mom and pop or comic book stores or something like that, more than likely they're going to be over $20.
Right.
And that's what we used to pay for Marvel Legends. So that doesn't quite seem, you know.
No, I totally agree with you. And that the reactions are, yeah, the reactions line is a line that I don't like. I don't, for whatever reason in my brain, I don't think of Super 7, even though that it's clearly like their thing. The one big issue I have with like the reactions is the price point, because they've done a lot of great things, like the hip hop, like the rapper lines they've done, like ODB and like Biggie, and like they just have like a lot of these things that I keep thinking like, maybe I'll just wait till the Ultimate comes out because of the cost. You know what I mean? It's like, well, why don't I just get something even better with more articulation? Yeah. So like, I get that. And now my question is, has those always been that high? Because I swear I thought they were like $12 or $10.
When they first came out, they were around $10 to $12. It's been I would say the last maybe 3 years that they went up to $18. I remember the Pee Wee's Playhouse ones being like the first ones that came out that were like $18. It was just like, wow, you know, that's really expensive.
That's a tough pill to swallow. And like like you say, you're buying it because of the card art is so awesome, and which that's the thing, that it just pops on the shelves. And maybe that's what makes it such a good line in that sense, is that it really does have like that pull you to it. Because you see them, and you, every time I see one, I'm like, oh, I haven't seen that. I want to pick it up and look at it. But then I never buy. But yeah, like you kind of think, man, I'm spending $18. I'm getting this little figure with like some decent details, but not really that great. What am I buying here? Like, I'm buying a postcard is basically what you're buying.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can get that. We can definitely dig a grave for that toy line as well. It's a weird one. So you think that they're like using the reactions to fund the Ultimate line?
It's gotta be. It's how they're able to obtain all these extra licenses and things like that. It's the only way.
That makes sense.
Now, do you have any more?
Well, I do want to jump in real quick on the Sukumatain, because I feel like I'm normally a Super 7 apologist, and I feel like I've been for a minute, only because I do thoroughly enjoy what I get from them.
Yes.
When there's no issue with like the weak legs, you know, or
And again, I buy Super 7 figures as well. I buy Reaction, I buy Ultimates. I'm not calm yourself.
No, Nate, you hate them, okay? Just admit it. No. But no, I just I understand. I don't know if I would make this. I guess if I had to pick a worse line, I could agree with a lot of things that Sukumatane is saying. And that kind of is a little bit of an eye-opener of like, well, damn, they do kind of suck. But I really hope they make these few last toys that I want. At least these last few figures that I will get, hopefully, my fingers are crossed. But
yeah, I still want my Godzilla ones. I'll take any of them. At this point. Like, just give me one.
They seem to be like the easy one to like punch on, just because they are like in a seems like a tough spot. Unless they're just laughing with all the money that they're making from us.
That could be too.
They're like, no, we're not going bankrupt. We're balling over here. Just take this fucking figure when I give it to you. But yeah, that may have to be probably one of the worst lines because of all of the issues altogether. But it's so hard to say that because they make really good figures. Like when it's not any QC issues. I understand that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not ready to let Super 7 go yet.
You're not ready to love them off the hook.
Yeah. But yeah, they do suck. Another one I want to throw out there.
Okay.
This one's an easy one. We do this all the time. Right. Well, actually, you know what? I have another one. This one is a personal one for me.
All right.
It's Jax. Jax Pacific's Apex line. It fucking sucks. It really does. For a bevy of reasons, much like the Super 7, you get announcements for a wave. It's all scatter. I don't know where I can buy it from. They used to be at Target. It used to be at GameStop. Sometimes they're on Amazon. When it's on Amazon, it's oddly out of stock, but then they come into stock and they're like $40 because it's some random person selling them. There's no consistency with that line at all. And it angers me more just knowing the fact that I've already invested. I probably have like maybe like 9 or so of the characters. There's more. There's a lot more. They're making new characters like almost every season in the game. I was thinking I had a perfect line that I can complete and I can overlook some of the flaws. But now the longer it's getting from new characters to like new waves, it's starting to become like, okay, well, your face sculpts, absolutely terrible. The overall body sculpts are terrible. The articulation is horrible. I don't know, like, I've never really like went into this explanation before, like showing them, but you know how you have like your ankle, you know, your regular ankle joint, you can do all the cool things. Theirs is just a peg. It's just a swivel. And then you may have some toe articulation or whatnot. But it's just awful because the game is so dynamic, but you can't really do many dynamic poses with these figures because they're so bad. The only thing I can give them is that they do have good paint apps, except for the face. And they do have like a really good eye for detail as far as all of the smaller details in like the patterns of the clothing and things like that. But I just feel like they completely dropped the ball. I feel like I'm the only person that's probably buying these, which is probably why they're dropping the ball. So like I'm just out here complaining to a brick wall at this point. But it really, really, really pisses me off. If I had one line that I could just set on fire right now, it'd be the Apex line. And that's even being like I wanted to go balls deep in this line, minus buying like the extra character skins and whatnot. And they just completely let me down at this point. I have the most recent character that came out. This looks the worst, like absolutely the worst. Proportions all bad. She's normally like a smaller character, and like she's like the same size of like one of the tallest characters in the game. So it just doesn't make any sense at all. I will finish this by saying I will still buy them if they keep coming out, if I can find them. But I'm definitely not ever buying like a premium for them. If I can get it, I can get it. But other than that, that one aired. I'm probably the only person who has this issue, but that line sucks. Absolutely sucks. Another one I was going to say, we don't even have to, I just wanted to get that out there. Another one you may have some input on is I'm not quite fond of the McFarlane line in certain cases. So the entire toy line, right? Cause I don't really buy like most of the Batman stuff, like the DC universe or whatnot, but it just upsets me when like I want to kind of get some of these things. Like when the Batman movie came out, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then you opened yours and it broke on air. And I was like, all right, maybe I don't want to get that. So like there's a line that, again, affordable, but I feel like there's better, except for Demon Slayer Lie. Those are good. what's your thoughts?
Well, I definitely agree, and I think probably the worst thing about it is at this point, you know, McFarlane has been in the game for like 30 years now.
Yes.
They're doing cool things, but they could be doing so much better. The face sculpts should be better. The fact that like they use the repackaging. I know that we talk about reuse and how it has to be done, but to have to buy a whole other figure just for a different head sculpt sucks. Especially when Marvel has been doing two or three heads in a figure for years. I have a tough time with that. And while they've definitely improved on their articulation, they are still behind the ball. They're still, you know, still really far back, especially with what Hasbro is doing on certain lines. Yeah. Case in point, like G.I. Joe Classified, which is probably right now, I would say, like the example of great articulation in a 6-inch figure. But then you also have Dungeons and Dragons, which is maybe a step up from Titan Heroes, just with more articulation and a correct size. Strangely enough, I think when McFarlane kind of steps away from that, they do a better job. So, like, well, I mean, I'm talking about like the smaller Demon Slayer, but those look fun.
Yeah.
The smaller 5-inch Avatar, we got way more characters.
That's true.
Way more interactive things. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the Batman 66 line, and that's more. It's not like 5 points. It's, you know, like 9 or 11 or something like that. But it's a far cry from the multiverse stuff. And although it's creeping up to about that same price, it is more of a fun look and things like that. So, but I could kind of shit all over that one too, because the articulation is limited and the price is going up, just what I talked about in other things. But, you know, it started out cheaper, I guess. But yeah, I definitely would kind of pick on McFarlane, and especially Multiverse specifically.
Yeah.
Because I think it should be better along than where it is. But then again, how long has he been doing this now? Is it 3 years or has it only been two? Like, they cranked out so many figures in Multiverse for McFarlane.
That's the hard thing to tell. Because they're probably like 672 different figures in that 3 years. Because it feels like it's been longer than that.
Yeah. Another one that I want to bring up. I used to buy it. I don't buy it anymore because, as you say, we don't buy the crap we don't like. Except when it's the McFarlane stuff. That's the only other way I'm going to get it, or the Super 7 Rand. Anyway.
Apex figures. I know.
But I got to pick on Dragon Ball Dragon Stars a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I actually collected that line from the beginning. It kind of ran parallel with figure arts. And no, I'm not going to try to compare the figure arts figures to Dragon Stars. But I just feel like Bandai, and I guess in this case it would be Bandai of America, again, they've been around a long time. They should be a little bit further at this than they are. You know, those Gundam figures that they do are incredible.
Pretty dope.
And those are probably based on a lot of the models and Gunpla stuff that's out there, but still, those are great. Whereas the Dragon Balls, Dragon Stars, the articulation is weird and kind of wonky, and the joints are very visible. Like there's the bolts in the arms, and the sculpts are not right. Like everybody looks strange. It's almost like we're still getting Jax figures from like, you know, 2004, and I think people are noticing, and I think it's really cooled off because they dropped the Build-A-Figure. They dropped accessories and things like that, and then they come out with a different line that actually includes blast effects, then, which drives me crazy because I want those blast effects, but I don't want the figure there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just Dragon Stars could be a lot cooler than what it is.
Yeah, as someone, you know, as a
we still good?
We still recording? Okay. Well, he can edit that out. But as a youngling in the like DBZ world, if you will, for like figures and getting some representation, that was my initial thought of like, I'll just do these, kind of get like a baseline thing. And yeah, it was one of those things of like, okay, these do kind of like look visibly lesser quality, obviously, than the figure art. So it gave me that enough of that. Okay, I'm going to just not, I'm going to be a little bit more picky on what I want, but right. also just go that route. So buy less, but get something significantly better. And we totally understand, again, same with the best action, understand affordability. If you, if right. that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Get that representation no matter what. But yeah, I can hear you on that. Like, you would think that it would have kind of leveled up a little bit. And much like the McFarlane, I wonder if it's just like they are really absolutely trying to hit this cost. So like, they're not innovating at all, in a sense, yeah. or like adding any, or just trying anything different. You know what I mean?
So case in point, to kind of flip it on a little bit of positivity here.
Oh yeah.
I actually saw one of the Street Fighter figures from Jada Toys that Michael was talking about a few weeks ago.
Yes.
I saw it in the package, you know, at the store. And I just was like, wow, it's an impressive overall presentation of the figure. You know, the box is really cool. It's very appropriate for what it is, being that it's the Street Fighter. And there's a company who's kind of, you know, come out of nowhere with action figures in the last, you know, 2 years, because they used to make those little metal figures and, you know, other things like that. They weren't really known for action figures, and they're kind of knocking it out of the park right now with what they're doing already. And that's what makes like McFarlane and, you know, Bandai, you know, names like that a little more disappointed. You get a little more disappointed in there.
Yeah, that's fair.
For not being able to keep up.
Yeah, that is true. And it's even more of an eye opener when you see someone like that come in and relatively close price point as well.
Right
now.
Right.
It could be, you know, the quote that I don't even have to say from that Batman movie that everyone always says and blah, blah, blah. You just stay wrong long enough and you become the villain, yada, yada, yada. It could be just like they're new, fresh and young. They're attacking it as best they can, and give them some more time. And they're just going to be like, yeah, fuck it. We're just going to phone it in. I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. we basically.
Super 7 at one point too. I mean, we all, you know, fawned over every announcement that they made. And I, you know, I don't want to pick on them. I do appreciate what they're trying to do. I really do. I really do.
Well, the main thing we can say is we're not saying you're shit. We just want you to do better. All of the lines that we've kind of mentioned, in one way or another, we do have some interest into it, which is why it's more like upsetting outside of like the Titan here, 12 inch thing. But we do have some like kind of interest into the line. So overall, we're not being completely negative. The only last thing I wanted to throw out there, I don't know how long we've been talking. It's probably been 2 weeks at this point, but is there any like import company that is a current line that you just like, they are the worst? Cause I feel like we are very positive to all of the line, all the imports. Ooh. Like, we don't really slander their names. We normally do, you know, the NECAs and Super 7 and whatnot. Is there an import that you would just say?
I mean, I would say for me, what's the company?
Mafex.
Mafex, yeah, the reason that Michael can't talk.
Oh, you're talking about he knows it's one that he collected.
Are you talking about Mezco?
I guess technically that's not import.
Yeah.
Oh.
The one thing about Mafex that I will pick on is when they do like movie figures, their likenesses are a little like figure arts, I feel, hits them a little better than Mafex does.
Yeah.
But when you're collecting like, you know, comic art figures, you know, brought to life, they tend to really do a great job. I just don't like their real person likenesses as much as another, you know, import company.
That's fair. That's like a soft, I don't hate you, I just don't really like being around you kind of thing.
Yeah. I think with imports, you gotta love it if you're gonna pull the trigger on that.
That's,
you know,
true.
Because I'm not a fan of Rebel Tech.
That's, oh yeah, you mentioned that before. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit more of a commitment than I'm ready to make.
Yeah.
You know, articulation wise. I don't know that I want to spend that much time with you as a figure. and will the result be worth it enough, or is it just gonna look like this anyway? Like,
you wanna just pose it, get it in, get it out, you know?
Yeah, Yeah, that's sometimes fair. You just, you know, you want to, sometimes you want more, but you just, you don't have the time.
Yeah.
You I'd both like to... know it.
I don't know if there's any other lines that we haven't shit on that deserves the shit, you know? Is there, I can't think of anything else.
I mean, I could take an easy shot at just, again, at like Star Wars retro
collection. Oh, yeah.
Just because I don't, the cards are shitty and I don't like the idea of making these, you know, those. It's just a thing. Like, I mean, I'm talking about like the ones for like Obi-Wan and the Mandalorian and, you know, those.
I guess I'm more so wondering, like, almost kind of why does it exist?
Right.
Am I,
right.
You know, weird. Yeah.
Right.
Because price wise, they're not that much cheaper than the vintage one, right?
No, they're like, I think. 11, 10 bucks, 10, 11 bucks, and yeah. In vintage collection is, well, now 16, I think. Yeah. But whatever,
it's just not enough gap between the two, right? To be like,
right,
just put all your efforts into that line as opposed to doing that.
And I, when they re-released the originals, it was like more of a nostalgia thing of people who didn't have their figures anymore, and that made sense.
Yeah.
Or if they wanted to make more figures that never got made from the original movies, that also makes sense. But you know, basing it off of new media
makes it. Yeah, I see what you mean.
I personally don't really get it. And judging from store pegs, not a lot of other people do either.
What's the Mitch Matchy? Is it a Mando? The holographic?
Yeah.
That one is. I literally see that every single time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fair. Well, then I'm trying to look at our producer to see if it's cool to. The producer says thumbs up. I hope you enjoyed this. This isn't in the show notes or anything. I'm completely just riffing. And if you're watching this episode and you made it this far, just watch it again and watch it again and watch it again. Just watch it as many times. We want this video to have like so many more views just to prove a point to Michael that you guys are really here for me and Nate. So I'm just
send it to your grandma. Send it to your aunt. like tell them it's really important. It's
yeah, absolutely,
you know, whatever you want to, and then have you make it a chain, you know.
Email chains, let's bring those back.
Bring those back. Yeah,
write it down by hand. Everything has a URL, write it down, chain letter in the mail.
Tell your mom you'll get extra points on Candy Crush if she watches this video.
Ooh, I like that promise. I like that. Fortnite bucks too for everybody. Just hit up at Modern Toy Fair on Twitter. You can get those if you shut out the video. Yep. I think Michael's gonna give those out. So yeah.
Yeah.
But that's all. Wait, what did it say? Oh. But that's gonna be it for this week's episode. Make sure to let us know what you think about us in the comments, specifically me and Nate. And also if you'd like to mention the worst toy lines on the market. Do so to please do that as well. We would love to see if we hit the nail right on the head. I think we spoke for most everyone, so I think we did a pretty good job. But if you also enjoyed this video, make sure you like and subscribe. It definitely helps us out, and it gets you get a bunch of toy related stuff, plus you get to see us. That's just basically all that really matters, right? And if you're a fan of the channel, you can head over to patreon.com/modern toy fair in the link below, and definitely. We have some amazing tiers. We have some different rewards that I cannot read this because my eyes are going. We have some different rewards, so please make sure to check that out. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Modern Toy Fair. Remember, share this video. Ask for those V-Bucks. I don't know. You can check me out. Oh, that's me over at metal.tv/Jamar Games. Truthfully, I just like Michael saying this every week. You can follow me. It doesn't really matter. Nate, what do you have for us this week?
Well, I got to tell you about this new podcast that we got started. Our good patron friend, Asukumaten, recommended this and got us inspired for this. And it's going to be Michael and I are going to be hosting it. It is going to be called The Wide World of Water Sports. And what it's going to be all about is all kinds of games that revolve around pee. It's kind of a growing trend within the, country club clientele, shall we say, out on the golf course. Pee-related games, whether you can like hit different targets or you know, get it in somebody's mouth or, you know, something awesome like that. But this podcast is going to be all about covering those games, those prizes, you know, like talking to the big stars of water sports, Wiz McTaggart, talking to, you know, Lightning Boy, you know, Lightning Boy Leaker. And just, you know, people like that initially, as we just get, as we get started, there's also going to be, you know, Flush Me McElroy. He's going to be on. I got a guarantee there. And then also Wizzy Borden is going to possibly, we're working on it. We're working on it. But these are big names in water sports. So if you don't know about water sports, come to the wide world of water sports. I will be talking all about it. Michael will probably just be gargling. Warning. Auditory depictions of urination may offend or arouse some listeners.
All right. Hopefully we'll see you again next week. Same toy time, same toy channel. Thanks for watching.